it is somewhat similar to what I see with the mall project, in that the riverfront project is kind of twofold. One is a public safety issue, and the other is an area development issue. We've got the dam down there that was failing, is a real problem. Creates currents. A dangerous place. I mean, people have died there. So it's not something we could ignore. It needs to be replaced. And not only the dam, but there's an old landfill there. As you got erosion, there are sewer pipes that are being exposed. There's the old landfill, which Lord knows what's in there. So as that part of it, it's like, well, we've got to do this. We've got to replace that dam. We've got to do some major work here. And obviously that's something that the city should do and should be responsible for. The other part of it is, well, while we're doing this, can we create a space that's useful? The first thing is connecting the people trail. Now, as somebody who rides his bike on that people trail, not as often as I should, but that's a big thing to a lot of people. Connecting that people trail, the people on one side of town, the people on the other side of town, that shouldn't be a divide there. If you live on the east side and want to ride up to Millrace Park, you ought to be able to do that or walk with your family. So that part of it, we ought to do that no matter what. That's a really good idea. The rest of it, look, if we can do it in a way that is responsible in terms of cost, if we can create something that is a benefit to the community in terms of drawing people in or something that the people of the community can use, I'm not against it. Again, much like with the mall, I'd like to see more specifics in terms of cost and expectations, and rather than, hey, this is a good idea, let's do it, and then we'll figure out the details, would have liked to have seen more of the details figured out first.